From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The international community is trying to help Myanmar recover from the catastrophic cyclone that struck last weekend. But the reclusive military government there continues to make it hard for disaster relief teams and emergency supplies to enter the country.
Some experts say the death toll could reach 100,000 if help does not arrive soon. And the United Nations estimates that 1.5 million people have been seriously affected by the cyclone. In a moment, we'll talk with the UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Today, two planes carrying food and other supplies did land in Myanmar, also known as Burma, but more supplies are needed. The United States says it has fully loaded planes standing by next door in Thailand. And as NPR's Diwali Saikauta reports from Bangkok, U.S. and Thai officials thought they had permission to send a C-130 into Myanmar, but that turned out not to be the case.
The U.S. ambassador to Thailand, Eric John, says an initial response from the government of Myanmar cleared the way for the U.S. to land there.
They communicated that very clearly to the Thais, and the Thais communicated that to us, and we started work.
But a few hours later, something changed.
I'm not sure it was reversed, but the decision was pulled off the table, and I think the most optimistic way of characterizing it is that the Burmese are still considering having that C-130 come in.
He says he hopes that as the Burmese leadership surveys the massive scale of death and human suffering, they'll see that it's imperative that humanitarian assistance flows in. If and when that happens, the U.S. will provide at least $3 million in supplies, possibly accompanied by a disaster assistance response team headed by Olivier Cardinaire, mission director for USAID in Asia. Myanmar's infrastructure was fragile even before the cyclone, he says. Now with heavy flooding in the country's Irrawaddy Delta, delivering supplies will be more difficult still, putting more lives at risk.
So what you have in the early days is all of a sudden no access to clean water. You can have people start getting serious diarrhea, which can be very debilitating and further weaken folks and make people more susceptible to disease. So it's important to have this rapid response.
Andrew Kirkwood agrees. He's with the UK-based Save the Children already operating inside Myanmar. In a conference call from there, he told reporters there's not nearly enough aid reaching victims.
The problem for us is the logistics, is getting trucks, boats, and fuel. To mount a huge logistics operation, which is required, we're confronting many, many problems.
Still, his group, with 500 people on the ground, has managed to help some 50,000 people from Yangon to the low-lying flooded areas of the Delta.
We're reaching so many people so quickly because people are congregating in schools and monasteries with no sanitation facilities, essentially very little clean water and not much food. Everybody's desperate to rebuild the small homes that they had and get back to them. This is going to take months, and in some cases, probably years.
Humanitarian organizations have had trouble getting visas to send disaster relief experts to Myanmar. The UN World Food Program has had some success, but it was just two visas. Diwali Saikautal, NPR News, Bangkok.